Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting third. The left fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Pendleton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chet Nichols. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Chet Nichols. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Talbot. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Pollitt. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Howie Pollitt. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruton moves to third. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball four. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Pendleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Matthews. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols fires to first and picks off Bilko. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into right field. Pendleton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Pendleton. Banks moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is walked intentionally. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-1 in the game. Talbot strikes out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pendleton hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0 for 1 in the game. Nichols bunts towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howie Pollitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollitt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pollitt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bruton strikes out. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Kiner chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Kiner. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0 for 2 in the game. Talbot takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker bunts towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. Talbot moves to second. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kiner strikes out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pollitt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pendleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pendleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pendleton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sauer. Pendleton reaches second base with a double. Sauer throws the ball into Jackson, who tags Pendleton trying to catch an extra base, for the out. O'Connell goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 1-0, Braves. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovic hits a line drive towards first. Bilko reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Sauer is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-2 in the game. Bilko hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bilko moves to second. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Bilko moves to third. Banks moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat pinch runs for Walker Cooper. Bill Serena pinch hits for Howie Pollitt. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. L. Tapp now catching. Bill Tremel now pitching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 0-for-2 in the game. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tremel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Talbot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talbot is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Talbot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Aaron. Kiner reaches second base with a double. Hal Rice pinch runs for Ralph Kiner. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hal Rice now playing right field. Hank Sauer now playing left field. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Talbot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Sauer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Sauer reaches second base with a double. DeFondi pinch runs for Hank Sauer. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bilko is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for LTAP. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.